Welcome back to You Make the Call. It's time for our weekly segment with Lee Sterling of ParamountSports.com.
Lee Sterling, last week had two of the biggest blowouts in college football, and the NFL as their biggest plays for you at ParamountSports.com. Oregon destroyed Nevada. Baltimore routed Miami. They combined to win 95 units on those two games. And this week, another big play, 45-unit college football release. And we have some games for him to discuss with us. Lee Sterling, ParamountSports.com, joins us now on ESPN Central Texas. Lee, congratulations on the week you had. Let's look at the five games specifically, starting with TCU on the road against Purdue.
Well, it looks like Elijah Sindelar will probably not play in this game. He has not been cleared, and you know, without him, I think they're going to have a tough way to win this game. You know, they're going to be starting, it looks like, a redshirt freshman quarterback named Jack Plummer. And I'd watched all the spring games. I made a note. I realized he was from Arizona, so I figured it's got to be Jake Plummer's kid. Nope, no relation. But I think he's going to be good. But to face the blitz schemes that TCU presents, I think it's a real problem for Purdue and a young quarterback. So TCU playing two quarterbacks, freshman Max Duggan, senior transfer from Kansas State, Alex Delton. I think the bye week is very important to them. I think they'll be able to prepare, come up with some, maybe a couple trick plays here. And the Boilermakers, not very good at home, 14-28 against the spread run here. I'm going to take TCU by 10 points, 34-24.
Iowa and Iowa State, Lee, the Cy Hawk Trophy, it will be hopping in Ames on Saturday.
Oh, it will. And biggest ticket ever. Here it's just $250 just to get in the door here. Probably the most hyped Cy Hawk clash here since the series resumed in 77. So Iowa, I'm just looking at the talent on both sides of the ball. Better quarterback. I think Nathan Stanley will go in the top two or three rounds in the draft next year. Better running backs. Better offensive line and probably a better run defense. How can Iowa State overcome that? I think they got to get a performance like Sam Erlinger did last week in the game against LSU. So if Brock Purdy's up to it, they got a shot, but he's going to have to throw for 350 or 400 yards and just be perfect, maybe even run for 50 yards and sell popcorn at halftime. So I like Iowa, though. I think they're just too tough, 26-20.
Oklahoma's put up huge numbers. They did. I liked what I saw against Houston, South Dakota. They put up big numbers, and they yep. should. Jalen Hurts has put up some huge numbers. On the road, I think, on the road against UCLA, and I don't know what Chip Kelly and UCLA, who they are. Your thoughts about that one in L.A.?
And how about this? Did you hear about them? They're giving away free tickets to this game. Hear about that?
I saw something that they might, so they actually are going to do that, huh?
They're giving away free tickets to fill the stadium. I mean, whoever thought that would happen when Chip Kelly came on board, but for a second straight year, they're 0-2. The quarterback, Thompson Robinson, just not the answer, not a difference maker, only completing passes here at 5 yards per attempt. Also, their defense is horrific. I mean, they allowed a San Diego State quarterback. And San Diego State, if you look at the last couple of years, a lot of times they throw for 80, 120 yards. To throw for 293 yards. Just imagine what Jalen Hurts is going to do to them. Jalen Hurts, he's completing 83% of his passes. I mean, he looks like he's as good or better than the two Heisman Trophy winners that came from there the last couple of years. So, I just think that Oklahoma runs away and hides here, 62-21.
And Lee, Texas is got Rice. That's a big number at 31. But after last week, the Longhorns show that they can score.
They can, and I don't know if they have great talent at receiver and running back, but I think it's good enough. And Erlinger, I mean, the kid's a gamer. I mean, he was not the reason they lost the game. Their DBs were horrific, but you know, they're going to have to start Rice, a kid from an Ivy League school, an ex-Ivy Leaguer who was a grad transfer, a kid named Tom Stewart, just not good enough. I mean, so Wiley Green will not be able to play. It looks like he's out with that concussion. So I think Texas can pretty much do what they want here in this game. They can name the score. I think they win this game here 52-13.
Baylor fans can watch that and know that they have Rice the following week, in fact, next Saturday. And then the Cowboys and Redskins.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a lifelong Redskins fan. Again, sue my parents. I lived in D.C. when I was a kid for 4 years. But it's just not the same. Washington did get them early last year. They were playing pretty well. Your thoughts? I think this could get ugly.
It could. And I thought the line was going to be, you know, 7-8 points. But as long as it's less than the touchdown, I think Dallas is the right side. I don't like the game plan from Washington that they've had over the last couple of years from their coaching staff. I don't like, you know, any of the changes they make at halftime, the adjustments. Just don't think that they're good enough here. And when Dallas, their offense is all healthy, I think they really could be one of the top three offenses in football. So Dak Prescott may not be great when he's missing, you know, one of his star running backs or his best receiver. But bottom line, when everyone's there and that offensive line's healthy, look out. And Washington, I mean, they're going to go with an aging 34-year-old running back. I mean, they didn't even, you know, put him on the roster last week. So that's a real big problem here. I can't buy Washington. They could throw up 6.5, and I'm not buying. Give me Dallas here, 34-13.
And Lee, your game of the week: SMU against Texas State.
Yeah, my alma mater goes up against SMU. Played well for three quarters last week. Probably not only should have covered, should have won the game. So getting closer, but SMU, you know, they're putting it together on offense. You want to find out who covers this game? Just call toll-free 800-400-9741. Know these two teams inside and out. Call toll-free 800-400-9741 and have our biggest college game going of the year. Last week we had Oregon. They won 77-6 as a 40-unit play. 45-unit play comes on Saturday. You want to get the game. The line's off by three touchdowns. Go to ParamountSports.com and purchase the game individually, $97, or 3 weeks of my executive phone service, $297. It's all available, ParamountSports.com.
You had the big week, man. That's got to make you feel good. Well,
it softens the blow of watching my Dolphins and my Canes lose and go 0-2. So at least we're making money, but, you know, maybe things will even. I think we got a chance to beat Bethune-Cookman.
Thanks, Lee. Lee Sterling
okay,
with
guys,
us, Paramount Sports.